Life suddenly got fatter when I took my shahada. Islam was like a strop, it got me sharp as a dagger. I learned belief and I prayed, how does that cat is paid? Got my armor brought on, but my eyes are still delayed. Debated suckers in the 12th grade, giving dawah like first aid. Quit the Burger King thing, cause at all money was being made. A sacrifice, but wallahi, it was me led. I tested life, and I hold my reward of paradise. Call me a student, I got the best sheikhs in town. From their heart, to their mouth, to my ear, then I write it down. The method of the generations of old, who sought knowledge from teachers instead of books, and only taught what they was told. This fitna that people bring be making me sicker and sicker. Telling me I can't use my thicker beads to make thicker, cause you claim whatever the prophet didn't do is a bad bid'ah. And got the nerve to use a microphone to give the hook by. Some deviant fellas perpetrate the name of the seller, but me and my brothers don't listen to nothing they tell us. Enough about the fakes that I hate, I'll be mixing oils, listening to Quran takes up in my vape. Not worrying about trying to fornicate, swifter than a ninja to make the stinger if I urinate or defecate. Kufar used to have me too scared to rock my izar, like some sisters that wanna blend in and take off their kimar. But in these streets, you got to practice the sunnah. It's that wisdom, knowledge, piety, and then some. Stop illing and start chilling like a Muslim. If I awaken from a dream by a sunbeam created by Al-Aleem, if overslept, I pray I'll do it so I'll be clean on Yawmuddin. Try not to eat my fill, I'm from a nation of moderation, like I'm to be left. He gave accommodations with no obligation. Look at God's creation to get an understanding. Don't wanna fall 70 years before landing, don't worry about the Islam thing. And never forget Salatul Asr in the afternoon. I don't wanna fake like I'm Fasikun or the Kafirun. Learn off the teachings of the Prophet and his miracles. Heed his warnings of the torture that's terrible and unbearable. Because Allah will send Munkar and Nakir to hit the Kafir with a hammer behind his head, between his ears, and when in his grave, his place in hellfire would be seen. When his body decays, his soul will go to see Jean, which is the place in the creation. The soul receives torture in that section till the day of the resurrections. And the questions are my suggestion. Do your best in Islam and endeavor. The hardships of this short life earn you the pleasures of Al-Jannah forever. The everlasting treasures you can't measure. So if you wait before Shuruq, before Wudu, and pray Al-Fajr, avoid the sins of the eyes and the tongue. Fear Allah constantly, and if it's hot outside, sister, still cover yourself properly, embrace it. You can't escape, the death is coming at you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Chilling like a Muslim. With the kufi and the hoof, straight dressing like a Muslim. Only the finest imports, straight smelling like a Muslim. Only halal or kosher, straight eating like a Muslim. And Allah exists without a place, straight believing like a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? Chilling like a Muslim.